Romans, chapter 15. We then who are strong, ought to bear the weaknesses, of the weak, and not to please ourselves, let every one of you s please his, nay, for his good and for his encouragement, because even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Because say whatever things were written beforehand were writ t and for our l erny ing that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded towards one another according t o Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth g l orify God e ven t he Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circu m sized for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to t h e forefather s, and that the Gentiles, non Jews, might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles, non Jews, and sing to your name. And again, he said, rejoice, you general T Isles, no J W S, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, no Jews, and give praise to him, all people. And again, Isaiah said, there, W ill be a root of Jesse, and he who will rise to reign over tsh, e gentle s no n Jews, in him w ill the Gentiles, non Jews, trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the pow r of the h Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my bro, there's the T. You also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brothers, I have written the more boldly to you in this matter, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of go D, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, non-Jews, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles, non-Jews, might be acceptable, being s sanctified, made holy by the Holy Spirit. I have therefore reason that I may g glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God, because I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not brought about through me to m a k the g e Gentiles, no Jews, obedient by word and deed, car of mig eti signs and d wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yes, so I have striven to preach this gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they who have not heard will understand. For this reason, also I have been G.R. Eatley, Hin, dared from coming to you, but now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you whenever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, because I expect to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way to there by you if first I am somewhat ill'd with your company, MP, any. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, because it has pleased those of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints who are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them indeed, and they are debtors back. Ow, say if the Gentiles, non-Jews, have been made partakers of their spiritual things, it is their duty also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have med this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I urge you, brothers, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those who do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted by the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Let it be.